Hello,
I'm Chris from Opinion Research. We're not selling anything. We're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. To begin and to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 and older?
50 and 64.
Thank you very much. Now, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
And there was an election, there was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely are you, would you say you are to vote in that election? Is it very likely, somewhat likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. Now, in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
I would have to say, I don't know, probably inflation right now, I would say.
Inflation, thank you very much. Just let me find the right one. Let's see.
You could put it on the economy if you wanted.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Let me just... There we go. And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months before.
Thank you. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was... the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
The previous election?
Yes, in this election, this recent election, yeah.
Issue number one.
Issue number one, thank you. And now here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue 1, summary, provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed, amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Now, based on that summary, how did you vote on issue one? Yes,
yes.
Or issue one or not? Okay, thank you. And why did you vote yes on issue one?
Why? Is that what you said?
Yes. Why did you vote yes on issue one?
Because I have three daughters, and it should be their choice on what they want to do with their bodies and not somebody else trying to make that decision for them.
Just a moment. I need to type your answer.
Okay, no problem.
Them. Thank you very much. Now, you said you voted yes on issue one in the November 7th election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on issue one? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months before the election.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. Did you find out about the election from English language TV ads? Yes or no?
No.
Spanish language TV ads?
No.
English language radio ads?
No.
Spanish language radio ads?
No.
English language online digital ads and videos, for example, YouTube?
Yes.
Spanish language online digital ads and videos, example, YouTube?
No.
Social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook?
Yes.
Phone calls or texts from volunteers?
No.
Someone coming to my door?
No.
Billboards and yard signs?
No.
Direct mail?
No.
Family members or friends talking about the election?
No.
Church, social clubs, or community groups?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most as well as believe to be the most credible? Is it friends or family, healthcare medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, or clergy, women in general, women who have experienced abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities or social media influencers, or other?
I'd say women in general.
Women in general, thank you. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
No.
Thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
No.
And why?
I'm sorry, why? What?
In a few words, can you tell me, please, why? You didn't change your mind on how,
Because I have a strong feeling about that issue, and just it won't change.
Thank you very much. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
No.
And may I know the reason why?
I try and vote in every election in person.
Thank you. And now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we are almost there. Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please tell me if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Your daughter is young, vulnerable online. You fear the worst. Pushed to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under the proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut of one of the biggest decisions of your daughter's life. So now, do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
And is that not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
Thank you. The next one is, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. Especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. So do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
unconvincing.
And is that not very convincing or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. The next one is, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes, in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Joining them by voting no. Okay. Is that not at all or not very?
Not at all.
Thank you. Now, legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but they were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
And is that not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
Thank you. Now, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family, and the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on issue one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Is that very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you very much. Now, which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Democrats or Republicans?
Neither. I'm not.
If you had to choose between the two?
I can't. I won't.
Okay. That's fine. Now, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 election?
For presidential election? For the presidential?
Yeah, 2020. Yeah.
The only issue is whether Donald Trump runs or not.
Okay, thank you. And now, if you had to choose, which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Economic issues and inflation.
Thank you. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
No.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, a third party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
Probably a third party candidate nominee.
And do you have someone in mind?
No.
Thank you. May I ask why?
I can't stand Donald Trump, and I'm not convinced that Joe Biden can complete another 4 years at what he's doing.
Just a moment. I need to type your answer.
Okay.
You just said, I can't stand Donald Trump, and I'm not convinced Joe Biden
can last another 4 years doing his job effectively.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes, and we're finished with the interview. In what country were you born?
United States.
Thank you. In what country were your parents or grandparents born?
United States.
Thank you. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
I would say the Democratic Party, but not fully.
Should I record it as Democratic Party?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. And do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, thank you. What is your annual household income before taxes? Is it less than $25,000, between $25,000 to $50,000, between $50,000 to $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or more than $100,000?
More than $100,000.
Thank you very much. What is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude our survey. So I thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.